album, Hot Buttered Soul, was a departure from songwriting, in as much as it was 1969, and he had already released one album, which was a major flop, and so he wanted some creative accountability for this album, and he decided that he was going to do it his way. Now, this album has only four songs on it. And it's full of rich arrangements, special effects, guitar, wah-wah, some early wah-wah pedal effects. The album sold over a million copies, and that was unheard of for an R&B album back in the day. Backed by studio musicians from Stax Records, the Bar Case, who many of them died in a plane crash with the late, great Otis Redding when a plane went down, and the Bar Kays were on that plane with Otis Redding. It includes a full orchestra, what I call voluptuous arrangements, and the deep Isaac Hayes baritone voice. It was something that R&B music up until that time had never seen before. So it was an incredible, incredible album in its time. And funk music and disco and even hip-hop, which has been sampled. This album has been sampled by hip-hop artists.
Oh, cool.
So there's so many different genres owe a lot to this recording called Hot Buttered Soul. And the cut that Michael's going to get on for us is Hyperbolic Syllabic Sesquidalemystic. Now, I have no idea what the hell that means, but what we assume it means is, no one knows for sure, but it might just be a love prescription ready to be filled. I like to think of it as, so you can listen to his words, the ones you can make out, and it gets into a real... it gets slowly into a real sexual groove, slow sexual groove. So, fire away, Michael.
All right, go ahead.
Bye.
Okay, what a great song. We're gonna hold off the rest of that song because it's 7 minutes, right?
It's about 9 minutes total.
Nine minutes.
So, but anyway, so that's where I came from, yes. Musically and dancing wise, R&B music. And when I was, I guess going way back, I started dancing back in grade 7 and 8. And we used to have at our public school a community center night every Friday night, and part of that community center night was a dance. And a friend of mine and myself, the teacher let us pick our top 10 and play them at this dance. So that's where I got my DJ stuff started. You know, yeah. it was all fun. Grade 7 and 8,
yeah.
And then later I. Through school and high school, I got into R&B music. And so go to R&B dances. They played rhythm and blues music. It wasn't Lindy Hop kind of stuff. It was more just a groove kind of swing dance, but a groove, you know, kind of R&B groove, R&B music only. And went to some really tough dances back in the day down in Toronto. Had a great time dancing. There's stories I could tell, but I probably shouldn't. I shouldn't tell them. But in any case, that's where my dancing came from, Jeff. And I've always enjoyed dancing. So then when I hooked up with Heather doing the Lindy and she things, that's when I sang seriously again. And I didn't learn Lindy, the Lindy Hop, or anything. And swing dancing that you and Heather know, and Michael too. I